There is another very curious legend relating to the history of Austrian Jewry. It was launched by Christian chroniclers in the Middle Ages, but was repeated, in all seriousness, by historians as late as the beginning of the 18th century. In pre-Christian days, so the legend goes, the Austrian provinces were ruled by a succession of Jewish princes. The Austrian Chronicle, compiled by a Viennese scribe in the reign of Albert III from 1350 to 1395, contains a list of no less than 22 such Jewish princes, who are said to have succeeded each other. The list gives not only their alleged names, some of which have a distinctly Ural-Altaian ring, but also the length of their rule and the place where they are buried. Thus, quote, Senen ruled 45 years, buried in the Stubentor in Vienna. Zippen, 43 years, buried in Tulln, end quote. And so on, including names like Lapton, Maulon, Rapton, Rabban, Ephra, Samek, etc. After these Jews came five pagan princes, followed by Christian rulers. The legend is repeated, with some variations, in the Latin Histories of Austria by Henricus Gundelfingus, 1474, and by several others, the last one being Anselmus Schramm's Flores Chronicorum Austriae, 1702, who still seems to have believed in its authenticity. How could this fantastic tale have originated? Let us listen to Mises again. Quote, the very fact that such a legend could develop and stubbornly maintain itself through several centuries indicates that deep in the national consciousness of ancient Austria, dim memories persisted of a Jewish presence in the lands on the upper Danube in bygone days. Who knows whether the tidal waves emanating from the Khazar dominions in Eastern Europe once swept into the foothills of the Alps, which would explain the Turanian flavor of the names of those princes. The confabulations of medieval chroniclers could evoke a popular echo only if they were supported by collective recollections, however vague. End quote. As already mentioned, Mises is rather inclined to underestimate the Khazar contribution to Jewish history, but even so, he hit on the only plausible hypothesis which could explain the origin of the persistent legend. One may even venture to be a little more specific. For more than half a century, up to AD 955, Austria, as far west as the river Enns, was under Hungarian domination. The Magyars had arrived in their new country in 896, together with the Kabar Khazar tribes who were influential in the nation. The Hungarians at the time were not yet converted to Christianity. That happened only a century later, AD 1000, and the only monotheistic religion familiar to them was Khazar Judaism. There may have been one or more tribal chieftains among them who practiced a Judaism of sorts. We remember the Byzantine chronicler John Cinemus mentioning Jewish troops fighting in the Hungarian army. Thus, there may have been some substance to the legend, particularly if we remember that the Hungarians were still in their savage raiding period, the scourge of Europe. To be under their dominion was certainly a traumatic experience which the Austrians were unlikely to forget. It all fits rather nicely.